We are just days into President Obama's second four-year term in office, but the political realities are that he's got perhaps as little as a year to secure any big policy victories. Joining us live now is Jeff Zeleny from the New York Times. Why just a year, Jeff?
Well, one of the reasons that that the president's aides believe he has up to a year, perhaps a little bit more, is that, of course, in 2014, it's a time of midterm congressional elections, which means that members of Congress do not want to take votes on controversial measures or many things at all. And then after that, of course, into 2015 and 2016, someone else is going to be creeping into the stage here. So the White House really believes that the first year is the best opportunity to get things done, and they realize this by looking at other second-term administrations, including most recently the one of President George W. Bush.
So is there a different strategy? Maybe we did hear a different inaugural address from the president this time. Is there a different strategy? The problems are just, they almost seem insurmountable at this point, between the debt issues, the budget, gun control, immigration, climate change, you name it. I mean, the pile gets bigger and bigger every year.
No question, a huge pile here, and that's why aides say that it's going to be about prioritizing what happens here. A lot of the things we heard in the inaugural address at the beginning of the week will not, of course, be on this legislative agenda. Some of those things were said for history and to kind of move the party in that direction, but priority is the case here, and specifically there are some tensions between some Democrats and the White House and Capitol Hill between gun control and immigration. If too much time is spent on gun control, some Democrats fear there won't be time to get to immigration, kind of like in the Bush administration with Social Security reform and immigration reform. Neither ended up happening.
Yeah, we have seen the politics of obstruction in action during the last term, during previous presidencies. And if those are the marching orders, really, that only has to be sustained for a year or so then.
That's right. I mean, and it's not just Republicans, though, versus the White House. The White House also has to bring Democrats on board here,
right,
particularly those Senate Democrats who are not eager to have a vote on some of these gun control measures or even some of the immigration proposals. So it's not just a White House versus Republicans. These Senate Democrats who are up for a reelection in 2014 in some difficult states also are coming into play here.
Good point.
I hope it's just a couple of degrees at least warmer in Charlotte where you are this morning and where Republicans are trying to get an agenda together here. Is there common ground with what they would like as their goals and what the president is striving for?
I am at the Republican National Committee meeting in Charlotte, and you know, one thing that I am struck by, there's not as much finger-pointing and blaming. It is sort of more of a forward looking agenda and trying to rebuild the party. They are going to leave the policy making to people in Washington, but there's not widespread agreement, you know, that there should be as much cooperation between the House Republicans, you know, on taxes and other things. But they are trying to rebuild the party, and oddly, they're trying to repeat basically what President Obama did in his campaign. I heard a lot of praise for President Obama in terms of the campaign machinery he built, more so than I think I've ever heard at a Republican event.
Interesting. Thanks, Jeff. Good to talk to you this morning.
Have a good day.
You too. Jeff Zeleny from the New York Times.